coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two. Jim has the day off.
John just broke into a cold sweat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because Carrie Ann is actually here, and it's burpee time.
Pants are kind of tight.
Well, yeah, I know, but then they're loose in one part, and I'm afraid if I do a burpee, they're going to drop. I don't have a belt on.
Listen, I have all kinds of variations for you. So I've got the beginner edition. I've got the advanced edition.
But you do clap, right?
You do clap.
Thank you.
Yeah, you get your feet off the ground, you clap above your head.
See, that's what Jim was, he was saying, all right, you don't clap.
Well, some people don't.
I bet that's why he took today off, so he didn't have to do this.
Sure could be.
I bet it is.
What if I didn't show up?
Yeah, he'd still sleep in. How are you doing?
I'm good.
To see you.
You too. I already got my workout in this morning, and I've got 80 burpees under my belt.
All right, took the steps down instead of the elevator.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's real good.
Little doses, right? You don't want to push it.
I mean, I parked right there, so.
Yeah. Fill the meter.
So where are we going to do this?
Well, we'll talk.
Okay.
Well, yeah, first I got, okay, so this is so great about bringing a doctor, and I'm that guy. I hate it to be that guy, but I am that guy. Whenever I'm around somebody who has a specialty, like a doctor or a physical fitness guru, I like pick their brains, you know?
That's okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah, and you should also use the advice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this is going to be good. I love this.
It's got to be that chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't you just Google that stuff?
What stuff?
I mean, just anything.
No,
you can find everything on Google, right?
Here's the deal. So I actually brought in, I got my physical type thing yesterday, and I brought in my thing for the doctor to explain it. I bet there's a lot of people out there that would like to know about these things.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, they give you your test results. Can you hear? Is it too loud?
It's very loud.
Here, turn it down. This is you. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay. So I just need to know, like it says, okay, here's your results. HDL. What is HDL?
It's part of your cholesterol panel.
Okay.
So you're right. When you get your test results, it's really hard to know what they mean.
That's what I mean.
And I think a lot of people just look at the ranges and think, oh, I must be okay, which is enough. If your doctor isn't worried and your ranges are fine, then that's good.
Okay.
But if you want more information, your overall cholesterol is the most important number. But then
I'm gonna throw it out there. Mine is 217.
That's pretty good.
That's okay. All right.
Yeah. Ideally, we'd like to see it under 200.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's pretty good.
Okay.
Especially because as you're interpreting this, you look at the HDL, which I like to think of as the happy.
Okay.
But it's the high density lipoprotein. This is the good cholesterol. You want a high number for your HDL.
Okay.
High HDL. And John, you've got that.
All right.
You're 65. Yeah.
Optimal.
Optimal.
Right. I like it. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. We got to do a contest first.
Oh, you can continue for a little bit.
Then we'll do the contest. Yep. Text to win. What's a triglyceride?
That is another piece of the lipid panel of your cholesterol. These are the fat globules in your blood. Mm-hmm. And look at you. 135. Less than 150 is normal. Good work. Fist bump.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I don't need to work out. Thanks for being here, Carrie Ann. See
you.
Don't let the door hit you in the... LDL.
That's the low-density lipoprotein.
Okay.
So that one you want to be low. You want it to be optimally less than 100. You're okay. You're at 125. That's
okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
they've got, you know, they put some fancy ratios and things in there. We don't pay as much attention to those. We look at the raw numbers more
okay.
often.
Okay. So those are all pretty good.
Yeah. You did good.
Okay. But then there's that one that's not so good, right?
Well, let's also mention that glucose, you asked about your glucose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is glucose?
So that is a test. The fasting glucose is a quick and easy screening test for diabetes.
Okay.
And if you're under 100, you're in good shape. And guess what you are?
What?
Under 100. You're in good shape.
Hey, Carrie Ann.
I know.
I was
wondering how that was going to work.
Yeah.
Do you want me to pull up mine?
No.
Mine's higher than yours.
There's the challenge.
Nobody under 120 pounds is allowed to... partake.
Well, then I'm in.
Old radio guys, right?
Yes.
The bit is we show each other our test results and see who wins.
See how much time we got left. What is BUN?
That is a kidney function.
Okay.
Yeah, so your kidneys look good.
Okay.
Your creatinine is the one that I really look at.
Okay.
And that's really good. That one a lot depends on your age. So like for pregnant people, that all the test results are different. So I want a much lower creatinine because you're filtering so much more. You've got so much more blood volume. But for you, that's a really good number.
Okay, what about Bilirubin?
Bilirubin.
Yes.
Oh, I knew him in high
school. Oh, his sister got around. I got to be honest with you. Yo, is Billy's sister going to be at the party?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow.
I know. Hey, you can leave anytime.
Well, John, your bilirubin is high.
It is high. Uh-huh. Okay.
What is that? What is that again?
It doesn't matter.
It's liver damage. Ooh, a little bit of liver damage there. Mm-hmm.
Can't we put them under one of those lights?
Yeah, can't you do that? Don't they do it with babies?
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, yeah, that does happen with babies. Different problem.
Okay.
You have a different problem than babies do.
We'll work on that. Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm real good.
So,
real good.
Carrie Ann, tell everybody what you do for a living.
Well, it might not make sense that I'm sitting here to do something exercise in my today career.
Okay.
So my past life was all exercise science, kinesiology.
Yep.
Spent some time with Kimberly Clark, ThetaCare, D1. That's where I met Mino.
Yep. With the big tires.
Yeah, he did come in one time. He barely made it through the workout, the warm-up.
I barely made it through the tour.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So now I just do fitness for fun.
But okay.
I CrossFit 6 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
See, now that's how we got in the burpee thing.
That's right.
Because I told Jim I did CrossFit for a while.
Right. At Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Grant.
With Grant.
With
He's
Grant.
A great guy.
Great guy. But, you know, there are certain things... You either can do certain things or you can't do certain things. I couldn't do the rings.
But see, the thing with CrossFit, it's all adaptable. It's all about the coaching. It's all about the facility. So if you have somebody that can teach you how to do all the different movements ability.
It's very precise. Even like the weightlifting part had to be like perfect. Have you ever done CrossFit?
I have not.
You seem like a CrossFit person. You'd be like
No, I am not.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. Backing off. Yeah. And, it's like, no.
And I CrossFit. I'm not a CrossFitter. There's a big difference. So I go to the gym to be healthy. I love the environment. I love the community. But I'm not into a competitive type of
Nuts. You know, my daughter.
I love that you said that, Carrie Ann, because I think you have to find the thing that feels right to you. Because then when you're exercising every day, you are doing something that not only makes you stronger and healthier, but also... makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so you need to talk to Jim about this, right, Todd?
Absolutely.
Is this why he's sick today?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he'd be double teamed here.
He's got a doctor. And
I mean, he's got a personal trainer who's fantastic. He's got a wonderful personal trainer, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't. He's like, oh, I don't like doing the what do you? Huh? He's like, then we had to carry these heavy things.
Weights.
Wait.
I love when people say, and then we did this, and then I did it, and I lifted this, and I So.
Yeah, but it's drudgery for him. He's just that, and again, he says his guy is perfect. He's awesome. He's smart. He's great. He's engaging, but he just doesn't like the workout. So that's what you guys are both saying. You got to find that thing that, like with CrossFit, I used to like look forward to going there because it was so different. You know, it's things you've never done before.
It's different movements all the time.
Exactly.
You bike, right, Kristen?
Lots.
Yeah,
I love it.
I do a lot of road cycling as well. And so you mix it up and you do things that bring joy to you.
That's what I mean.
If it's yoga, if it's swimming, if it's biking, if it's weightlifting, whatever. What
if it's a quart of ice cream and Columbo reruns?
You know what?
Todd mentioned this. So he was having a kind of a rough night.
I heard that.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
So he door dashes a gallon of ice cream.
Oh, you can door dash
a gallon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was probably, if he said a quart, you know it's a gallon.
Yeah, you know me.
That's like the guy that gets pulled over. I've only had two beers.
Nobody's ever had more than two.
Not
that I've asked.
That's unbelievable.
It's the 80-20 rule.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly right. Okay, we're going to talk more about this.
We'll go ahead, Todd.
Yep, go to the contest.
Right, so here's the contest. We're in our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest going on statewide with Civic Media. I'm going to give you a keyword. What you need to do is make sure and text that in using the Civic Media app. Download that wherever you get your app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Text in the word right now to qualify for a chance to win a Chula Vista stay and also a great grand prize, bikes, blender, even a patio set could be yours. This hour's keyword across the statewide network is pool, P-O-O-L. The word is pool. Text that in right now using the Civic Media app. You'll qualify for the Chula Vista.
You do it.
Also qualify for the other grand prizes as well. And get all the words every day. We got another word coming up at 10 o'clock today with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Another one at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba. And then another one today at 3 o'clock with Maggie Dawn. This hour's keyword is pool, P-O-O-L. Text in right now to qualify.
I still don't quite understand the blender and the bike. Is it a blender and a bike? Or
yeah,
is it
separate.
A blender on the bike?
I have done that.
Because that has
I have biked
Because Jim
to blend
talked
things.
About that. They used to have those in Green Bay.
Yes, yes. It's a
not,
lovely
it's not
thing.
A bike blender. No, it's a separate blender. So you could get healthy with the bike, have your smoothies with the blender, and then sit on the patio furniture. That's
Got it. I like this.
Oh, yeah.
So you've seen a blender. You guys have both seen blender bikes?
Yeah.
How did I miss this?
I don't know. That's right up your alley. That would make
that'd
you
be
bike,
perfect
right?
for me. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to be a smoothie guy now in the spring. I'm all fruit.
All fruit?
All fruit.
All sugar.
Yeah. Talk about
okay.
that.
See? See? Okay.
See? I told you.
See, Todd,
you are being flanked right now.
I know. I'm three ways. I'm absolutely surrounded.
I'm just saying.
There is a lot of sugar in fruit, right?
There is a lot of sugar in fruit.
Because I tried doing the keto diet and they said don't eat fruit. And it's like, that's the
no,
exact...
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
Eat fruit. Don't eat all fruit.
Exactly.
Eat some fruit. Don't just drink the juice, because then you don't get the fiber, and you need the fiber.
And you need the vegetables.
Yes.
You need healthy carbs.
Yes.
You need healthy lean meats.
Okay.
Healthy whole grains.
Healthy whole grains.
Just because your breakfast cereal says whole grain, that's tricky. They're tricking you. Eat some actual real whole grains.
Cereal's pretty bad for you, isn't it, kind of?
It's actually not great for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you used to think when you were a kid, you know, you had a bowl of Wheaties and it's great and Cheerios.
Did you have
and...
Wheaties? We had Frosted Flakes.
Did you? We never were allowed to have
Cocoa
stuff
Pebbles.
Like that. We had Corn Flakes and Cheerios. And then when I was old enough, I could buy my own Wheaties.
Because that was before they had cereal that had sugar on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, true. Special K in our
That was a subtle slam as well.
Yeah.
Special K.
Now Special K is Special K bars, and it's candy.
Right.
But like that was what my mom ate when she was on a diet.
Diet, yep.
You know another thing that's not great for you that I read about is granola bars and protein bars and stuff like that.
Depending on the bar.
Okay.
But a lot of them are loaded with sugar.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, I just want to clarify because some people are sending in the wrong word. Pool, like you go to the swimming pool, P-O-O-L. We're getting a couple tools in here. So
I thought you said tool the first time.
Sorry about that.
I thought you said tool the first time. I don't know if you did, but it kind of came off
I don't
that
think
way.
So. I put pool on mine.
Well,
pool
like
you know
swimming.
What?
Like John's not doing Carrie that right now
I
for
said,
exercise.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I'm going to head right?
back after this.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor. The mayor's got the day off. We're with Dr. Kristen Lierley today and Carrie Ann, who is a physical fitness guru. Okay, now you just offhand mentioned something we were talking about the other day, the cold plunge.
Cold plunging, yes.
Okay, and you've got that? You do that every day in your house?
Well, so I'm on a little hiatus right now. We are in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Everybody someplace.
Yeah. No,
Todd.
No, I'm right here, Jim.
Todd, you want to go to the UP? We got to go somewhere so we can say we traveled.
Going to walk across.
Everybody's traveling
I
except me
I think you should
Todd.
Go to Sabisky. I heard you.
Right. It's lovely. This
yeah.
Time
it's,
of year.
It's
absolutely.
Lovely. No, so prior to that was doing it every day.
And you did this how?
So it's in our basement. We have a 150-gallon stock tank. We did
What's
it pretty,
a stock tank?
You know, like at Fleet Farm, like farmers have big stock tanks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
And so we have an ice machine. Coming out of the spigot, it's about 42 degrees.
Okay.
And then when you add the ice, you know, I generally chill it to about 45 to 48 degrees.
Okay.
And it took me about 17 days to work up to 5 minutes.
Wow.
But so
like right up to your neck?
Yep, right up to my, I don't dump my head because I need those cells, you know?
Wow. And you say though that's helped you in how many ways?
Like 7 to 10 ways. I mean, like I sleep better. I don't have as much inflammation. I don't drink as much caffeine. My mood, my energy, way different. So
Todd, we got to get one of those.
Get one right here.
I'll do the show sitting in it.
Okay. Put it right next to your yoga mat.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's good. Yeah.
What do you think about that, doctor?
I am not a fan of cold plunging because I get cold. Like I actually have a circulation problem with my fingers, so I can't even carry a cold gallon of milk into my house without having a problem.
I mean, I have little toe covers. I do get cold as well, but you don't sit there until you're like shivering, because that means it's too long. So
okay.
3 to 5 minutes is about what they say. 45 to 55 degrees is really enough.
But it's helped you in all those other ways.
It has, yeah.
That's
lots of professional athletes do this, well,
that,
too.
Yeah, like I said, Kirk Cousins in that one series, he swears by it.
I'm pretty close to a professional athlete.
Yeah, you are, actually. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I would love to try it. Do they have that at like health clubs?
I would love to watch you.
I'm not going to invite you over to my cold plunge.
Why?
Mino. No.
Why?
I'll let Kristen come over.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I'll bring the wine. Let's
back
go.
To Kristen.
That's all
back
I
to Kristen. Wow.
She's a doctor.
I know. But you know, it's one of those things, too. Like when we had Mark Hewson on from Bell and Sports, and we mentioned that there was a report out. So, well, they can't really find a physical reason why that helps. Okay. And like Mark said, do you feel better after doing it?
Absolutely.
Then it helps.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's half of the treatments that we use for everything. Like,
right.
Does that medication actually really help you? Maybe,
I feel
maybe
better.
Not.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a placebo, but placebo effects are real. So if it's helping you, great.
It's like acupuncture. Mm-hmm. People do dry needling or acupuncture. It's just what do you believe in and what helps.
Mm-hmm. I had that one time for my back. It didn't do anything.
Acupuncture?
Yeah.
One time. That's it?
Yeah.
You didn't go back?
No.
Okay.
It didn't do much.
It doesn't happen overnight.
I thought it did. I thought it did. I thought acupuncture was like instantaneous.
You got to
like
do this a couple times.
John.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
John.
Yes. Yes, doctor.
Sometimes you have to invest
in yourself.
In yourself.
In your health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you saw my chart, though. It's not bad.
It's not. But, I mean, you're...
What?
Okay, you're getting pharmaceutical assistance.
Yes, I am.
Oh, there
yes,
it is.
I am.
Which is good. Like, that's really important. Really, really important.
I agree.
But, like, the other half of that is, you know, diet and exercise.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the data on intermittent fasting that came out the other day?
No.
I did not see the data, but I think there's some positive things. But was it bad or good?
It was bad.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, science is always up and down. So there were, I think, 14 meta-analyses that they looked at. And what they determined was that intermittent fasting is actually not so good for you.
Really? Because that was like the big rage a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are doing it now. So it actually showed that people were having more incidence of cardiovascular disease and obesity and diabetes and all the bad things that cause
obesity.
Heart issues if you're intermittently fasting. And the theory is they don't have, this is a giant bunch of pooled studies, and they can't say that this causes this.
Right.
It's just like they're correlated. But one of the thoughts is that maybe when people are intermittently fasting, when they're eating too much and they're eating things that are not good for them. But
afterwards,
they're thinking, like in that window, they're thinking, well, in my window, I can eat whatever I want.
Right.
So ultra processed foods and lots of it. And that's not right. And that's not what works for people. You know, like Kieran was saying, it's the fruits and vegetables. It's the healthy whole grains. It's the lean meats. It's all of the things that really are healthy for you. It's not really about the window.
You
it's
can't
about
take
the
six
quality.
Hours and eat burgers the whole
well,
time.
Okay, so, you know, I had a fast for my blood work, you know, like 12 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I could have eaten anything.
Right.
I mean, I ate a big thing of French fries last night, which I normally don't eat. And,
right.
But I will say that leads you to, it's almost like we were talking about, I grew up, you know, Catholic family, whatever, you know, and we used to give up candy for Lent.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Well, on Sundays was our
cheat day.
What did you call it?
Cheat day.
Yeah, but there's another term for it. That you could, I can't remember the term, but it's like you.
Like
okay.
An official term? Like an
official
Catholic
like the,
term?
Yeah. There was.
I don't remember that.
There was a
that.
Term. Yeah. And man, I would have this coffee can of candy like, and just tear into it.
Like glutton?
Yes, totally. 100%.
Like Halloween when the kids come home
Absolutely.
And they've got all that food and they just can't eat it fast enough.
So I can see that with the fasting where that could lead to, because mentally it's almost, I mean, it's your what's the thing? Your drive to thrive or something like that, where you're just. You know, it's built in. You got to eat to stay alive. And it's almost like that kicks in some sort of a thing. Oh, my God, you haven't eaten. You're going crazy. You know, you got
to
eat.
Yeah, I know for me, if I don't eat all day and it gets to be nighttime and then I eat like a normal meal, it's almost like I can't quench that hunger.
I agree.
And no matter what I eat, it's just not fixed.
I agree. So let me ask you this, Karen. I'm not going to ask how much you weigh, but obviously you're unbelievably svelte. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But what do you do? I mean, can you eat anything? I mean, do you burn everything off? Is it possible to burn everything? Because here's a disappointing. Here's the thing. So I got my walking route around here, okay? And I do like, you know, 10,000 steps. Well, sometimes 10,000. I did.
Show me your phone.
Wait,
no,
you do,
it's
do you do 10,000 at a time or 10,000 throughout the day?
At a time.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a couple of times.
Okay.
By that, he means two.
I think I did that on the golf course yesterday.
In his defense, I mean, you usually do above 5,000. So yeah, somewhere between
that's
5
good.
And
yeah,
10.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So, but the disheartening thing is on the little app. Mm-hmm. Actually, I got a pedometer now,
yeah,
which is cool.
It's great.
Very. Oh, I love this thing. But the disappointment, you walk out and you say, oh, what a great workout.
Yeah.
150 calories, right. 160. It's like, really? That was over an hour for, you know, you couldn't even drink a soda. One beer. I mean, it's so disheartening how few calories you burn working out. Mm-hmm. Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you do.
Right. It depends on where your heart rate is when you're exercising. You know, if your heart rate's staying lower, you're burning more calories. If your heart rate's too high, you're burning just sugars. So you have to find your balance of, you know, where you should be.
You know, the one thing, this is no lie, that when I was doing it a bunch was my burnt more calories was biking.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, because I used to jog all the time. And
you want to go for a bike ride, John?
Yeah.
Carrie Ann and I are all
Let's
over
go.
It.
Let's go. Let's go.
If I had different pants.
Here we go.
You want mine?
God, can we get the man a belt?
Yes.
Yeah, he can use mine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Problem solved. But it really was biking for some reason. Because the cool thing about biking is it's fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jogging isn't fun.
You can just leave your door and go for a ride.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Jogging's the same way. I love jogging.
Do
jogging
you?
Jogging is hard on your body, though, especially if you're carrying extra weight.
Yeah.
It's really hard on your joints.
My doctor told me to not jog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard on your low back. It's hard on your hips and knees.
Yeah.
His doctor's name is Dr. Vinny.
Hey, Dr. Vinny, what do you think? Hey, I wouldn't jog if I were you. I would watch the ball game. All right. We're with Carrie Ann Carr, physical fitness guru. We're Dr. Kristen, guru and everything else.
Yeah, let's get physical.
Yeah, we're going to pretty quick.
1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute.
Pretty soon we're going to get physical. And boy, look at the time. Thanks for being here, Carrie Ann.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor has the day off. I'm with two physical fitness gurus. I'm with a doctor and what would be your title when you were a certified trainer? You got your doc.
I didn't really have a I mean, I guess it was just more of a exercise science, kinesiology, personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those things.
All those things.
All the things which I'm not.
Pain cave.
Yes. You know? All those things. Cave. So we are here. I don't feel intimidated at all, Todd. In my pants, like I told you, I don't have a belt, so things could happen. This isn't good.
Today?
I thought you weren't going to show.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I thought with Jim not...
You were praying she
You don't know that.
I would only show up for Jim?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's the one that needs it.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying.
Nobody texted me last night to say don't show, so...
Yeah, he didn't text... Well, he was...
He forgot to text me.
He was on drugs or something.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's going to those gummy things, whatever. So, okay.
Nothing
wrong with that. No. So, we talked a little bit... Oh, you know what? I was going to stop at a place yesterday. In Two Rivers, that sells CBD.
Trivers.
Yeah.
Yes. Trivers.
You ever have those CBDs?
No.
Okay. Well, they're legal, though.
I've never done that.
Okay.
I actually haven't.
Okay. But are they
what
good?
What are you saying? I have, Kristen. I have.
Are they good to, like, make you relax and things like that?
Yeah.
I mean.
She's never done it.
They're
listen to her. Yeah.
Like any other supplement, just like any other medication, they're legal. You can try them. Just make sure that, you know, you're safe.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And if you're pregnant, please don't.
No, I won't.
And under a doctor's care.
Yes. Can you buy me some?
Can I buy you some?
Yeah.
Buy your own CBD.
Okay. All right. I'll do that too.
Jeez.
Right. Wow. Woo.
I've got some in the car.
Okay. Let's go. All right.
We're doing burpees.
Okay. So Jim doesn't know what a burpee is.
Okay.
So Jim is watching and listening.
He is.
Explain what a burpee is.
Okay, so a burpee is, in fact, I'm not going to do like the whole, you know, scientific thing behind it, but it truly is a full body. Why are you adjusting?
My pants are coming down. I'm serious. That's why I'm trying to hitch them up.
It's truly a full body movement, right? So you get cardio, you get strength. I don't think you get any stretching in there, but you get your heart rate up, and it's an easy thing to do. Like if you're traveling, like hotel workout or... You know, just I want to get my heart rate up. I'm cold, whatever. So it's a pretty easy movement to do. There's different levels and variations of it. So somebody who's not really ever done it that often,
By the way, we had was it last week, Todd? We had the yoga instructor in here. She said there's a thing called chair yoga that Jim and I are going to try.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that. Also, you have mats that are still in there.
Yeah, we still got mats. Yeah, we can't get the cellophane off. That's what you have.
I got you.
Yeah. Then I want to try hot yoga.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to that class.
Okay. Hot yoga, and then I come to your dunk tank.
Right.
Thing.
No.
Nope. Okay.
I just moved.
Okay. How do I disinfect this thing? Mine was in the tank.
Hot yoga is lovely, though.
I know. I want to try that.
I do not love hot yoga.
No, the lady said you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, when I'm upside down, sweat is literally dripping off my nose onto my mat. Like,
no. Why would you be upside down?
Because you're doing down dog and all that stuff. Or headstands.
I can't do a headstand. I can't do any of that stuff.
Let's start with burpees.
Okay.
Yeah. Or down dog.
Okay.
Down dog. Yeah.
Do something where I don't have to jump today, though. Okay. Because I'm serious. I got to hold my pants up. So I got droopy drawers. I know. Yeah.
Can we talk about how we can modify burpees? Like somebody like you, Carrie Ann, you can do a burpee and you're great at it and you do many every day. Somebody like John, who's just learning, can't do like the kind of burpee that
you. How many did you do today?
Me?
No, her.
She did 80.
80?
Well, that's just because that was part of the workout.
Okay.
I mean, but also because you've been doing this and you've worked up to this and this is where you're at. So if you're just starting, you're not going to be there. You got to start. It's baby steps.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to show you
do it? Well, yeah, or just show me. Yeah.
No. Okay,
here we go. Here we go.
Variation,
okay.
You bring your hands down, you step back, you do this, you step up, you do this, and reach above head. You
don't have you're not jumping!
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Can we see one more time? Okay, okay, yeah. John.
Pants good?
I'm pitching them up again.
Okay, so you're just going to go down, step back. Up, reach above. Okay. Now that's the beginner, right?
Okay. Now show me a little more advanced.
Okay, John, it's your turn.
Well, I think
he thinks he's beyond that.
No, he's not. He's not. Come on, John.
You don't know that.
You got this. Show us. Show us. Okay, here he goes. Okay.
Show me one more.
We're not going to do it at the same time. But all right. So down.
Okay.
And then back.
Okay.
Back.
Okay.
Up.
Well, that's easy.
Okay. Well.
What?
Oh, good. Okay, he's down. Okay, we've got John in table right now.
Yeah. This,
okay.
Back.
1 foot back.
This.
Another foot back.
Just get up.
And then stand up.
And getting up.
Now, the knees were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now if you were to do a little bit more onto that, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to go here.
Oh.
Okay.
The whole jumping.
But I don't know if you should do that.
Not with my pants and a new hip and everything like that, right?
He's worried about the pants.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, we are under a doctor's care.
Yeah, we are.
I am a gynecologist.
How's your prostate?
So that one is,
okay.
You stay off your knees if you can, and you come here, you jump back, you jump forward, and you jump up. Okay.
So you're reaching down, you're jumping back with your legs into like a plank almost.
Plank, bringing them back towards your hands, and then you jump up.
Okay.
Put your hands above.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. John is down, and he is springing back into a plank.
That way.
Yes.
Can you jump forward?
Jumping forward. Yes. Yes. It's hard.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
You got this, brother. It's hard. Okay.
It hurt my knee though. Yeah, you do it.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Because Carrie Ann makes it look really easy.
I know.
I'm not good at this, so this is hard.
All right.
Okay, so
here we go.
Okay, down. Right,
let me get out of the way.
Kick back, come forward, and then jump up. Perfect.
Oh, that's like.
That's hard though.
I know it is, isn't it?
So then, the next level.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Would be you come down.
Oh, all the way down.
Okay.
We're going to work our way up to that one.
And then sometimes we jump over things after we do that. So, like today, we just jumped over a line. Mm-hmm. Other days, we've jumped over barbells or rowers. But, again, people step over, right? Okay. So,
but you work up to that.
You totally work up to that.
That you can just do now if you. Yeah, right.
That's why I'm easing into it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're doing a real good job.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm good at easing.
That's right.
I'm the best. Oh, yeah, okay.
So that
my workout clothes on, it'd be a different story.
I understand. So that challenge of how many burpees you can do in 1 minute versus me probably not happening.
Next week.
Okay, and next week. Okay.
Yeah.
But now that you know the variations.
Yes.
And don't be discouraged.
No, not at all.
Even if you're just really struggling to just get that first burpee down, the first burpee is your first burpee. And tomorrow
Absolutely.
You can do two burpees, and next day maybe you do three. But this is a process. So be patient and kind to yourself.
Absolutely. And be kind to others, John.
Wow.
Do you know, you can also...
I'm going to say something I never thought I'd utter in my mortal life. I miss Jim.
Do you know, you can also... Well, we're not going to get into push-ups, but you can also do wall push-ups. You can also do chair push-ups. You know, so again, everything has modifications.
I was push-up champion of Nagani St. Paul's Junior High.
Wow.
36.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about push-ups and planks and how that is really kind of a perfect exercise?
Yes. It is, yeah.
What is, push-ups?
Push-ups.
Okay. I don't know what plank is. I've heard that term, but that's just when you're... But what does that do?
It's core.
Okay.
So this is
where you start on your knees, right? Okay. On your elbows and your knees.
Okay.
And then when you get more advanced, you can go to your elbows and your toes.
Okay.
And then you can go up to your arms, right?
But you don't move. You just lay there, right?
Yeah, you don't have to go up and down.
I mean, not later, but yeah.
You just stay there.
And that hurts? Or I mean, it does.
It's all core.
It would hurt you.
Oh, boy. Todd, can we just, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. You know what? I'm going to do burpees. And next time you're here, I'm going to do 20 of them.
Oh, wow.
What?
In a row?
Yeah. 20 in a row. You can talk to that one there.
I thought this was only an hour. How many hours?
Todd, when are we going to have her back? My challenge is to do 20 burpees.
20?
20.
Man, that's a big challenge.
I know. I mean, challenge.
I was in pain, John, just watching you. Not because, but I know that I would have trouble with it too. That kick out is difficult.
Yeah.
It is. That's the part that, yeah, you feel that in your knees and your thighs real big.
Well, the other thing is when I was doing the advanced version, you can also step up to your hands. You don't have to jump up. You know, I mean.
Oh, okay.
So again, you find what works best for your body.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm serious. I'm doing 20.
Just work up to it.
I'm going to.
I tell, like my son, he does as many push-ups as he can every morning, and he's probably up to 10.
Well, you know, that's one thing. When I remember I did a story with a boxer one time, and it was with push-ups. I said, we do like 20, 30. He said, well, you do them until you can't do them anymore. And it's like, that kind of made sense.
Doesn't matter how
many
you do.
Instead of just having a number, it's like, do them until you can't do them anymore.
But correct. Also, keep in mind that if...
Oh, hang on one second.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Keep in mind that it's not, just like with the burpees, you're not just going to be able to do 10 push-ups.
No.
You know, you have to think about your joints and what feels comfortable for you. And don't push yourself too much, because especially if you're, you know, slightly older like we are.
I like how you showed yourself. Yeah, you're 11.
I'm 54. You know, yeah. We have to think about our joint health. And, you know, we can mentally push ourselves, but is that really the best thing for
us? I got to be honest with you. Todd, how old are you?
54.
You two guys both look like you're 40.
All right, well, I'm 50.
Are you really?
Yeah, just turned 50.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Thank you. What did I do?
What went wrong in my life, Todd?
Well, only a three-hour show.
Let's take a look at your Billy Rubin again.
By the way, did I mention his cousin? She was unbelievable. Fine. Okay. You know what?
Back to the push-ups. Start on the wall.
Yes.
Keep your elbows in.
I've never heard of that. Wall push-ups?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been seeing a lot about like calisthenics and stuff like that. And there's just so many different variations you can do as you're getting started. Because I think for me, probably Jim, John, you feel like inadequate when mm-hmm. you go to work out. Mm-hmm. You just do. There's an embarrassment because you see all these people running and they're in shape and you're sitting there, you know, you're out of breath after doing two burpees or whatever it is, right? So calisthenics seems to be something that you can kind of ease yourself into.
Right. Especially if you were an athlete in a past life. If you were a high school or college athlete and now you don't have that same set of skills, it's almost like there's this psychological humiliation. Like, I should be able to. But again, be kind to yourself. Like, start somewhere.
Right.
Okay, next time you're here?
Yeah.
Next time you're here.
Oh, I'm coming back?
Yeah.
Because before you were telling her she was out the door.
Right.
So.
It might be a while. So let me finish.
There's the 20 burpees thing.
I'm doing, yes.
Right.
I'm doing 20 burpees and 20 push-ups the next time you're here.
Okay. And
John.
Whatever variation.
I'm doing it.
It's out there.
I'm behind you.
It's on the air.
If not, I'm donating $100 to charity of your choice.
Oh, listeners, did you hear that?
All right, so that's great. Yeah, okay. So do I have to double that to...
No, just...
It's just you.
Just me.
All right.
How about a watch and chair?
Do you think I'm going to get any kind of athletic contest with her?
Yeah, it's like, no.
Really?
So basically, I should book her back on the show next year.
Yeah, 1 year from now.
1 year from now.
Yeah, we'll be off the air.
I will be here counting
It'll never
for
happen.
You. I'll count for you.
What about lunges and squats? That's another thing. Those are great exercises. And
Jim says he falls over every time his instructor tries to teach him to do a lunge.
They're
he falls
really,
over.
Really hard. And when you're first starting to, you know, starting to get back into that,
yeah.
It's really hard. The failure rate is high and you get discouraged. But these are really important movements and we need to be strong in our hips and our glutes.
I would say anything that is performed like that needs to be performed properly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most people will do lunges and squats wrong. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, it really hurts my knees. Well, the form is wrong. So, again, under good supervision, you know, doing those is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Using a chair.
I will say this. I think more sports medicine people get more business from people who try to get into shape mm-hmm. than anything else. Because you do, if you don't know what you're doing... You know, like I said, my doctor told me, he said, stop jogging on the roads.
Right.
It's killing your knees, killing your ankles, killing your hip. You know, so I think that does do it a lot. You know, people know what they're doing.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're doing it.
YMCA? But they're only through us. We need Todd in here.
Todd would be a YMCA guy.
I got to push buttons. So.
I don't know, Todd. I think you can do it.
Hey, till next time, huh?
Till next awesome. Time. You know what? You're really cool. This is awesome stuff. And we want to have you on more. Seriously, to talk.
Oh, Lord.
No, but we're not going to work out. But just talk about what people do with the weather.
We're not going to work out, John says.
Yeah, yeah. Senator Greg Ray. Hey. Young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, because you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. And just go there to the YMCA. I'm sure they can help you today. How can you not get into that song? How can you not get into that song? How can you not get into that song? Did I tell you about the time me and Nick, my old radio partner, we had to host an event, and it was a costume thing, like Halloween, and we went as two guys from Village People.
Which guys?
I went, he was a construction worker.
Oh, okay.
I was the cop.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, man, yeah. But here's the deal, though. So my buddy, who was like a motorcycle cop, had the big high leather boots.
Uh-huh.
My calves were too big, wouldn't fit into them.
We know about your legs.
I know. Would not fit into them.
It's very widely known that
biggest calves ever. Yeah. I don't know why.
Let me ask you this. When you sit, right, do you bounce your legs at all?
All the time.
I do too, and I have good calves.
Oh.
So that actually helps my calves because my legs, when I'm sitting, I'm bouncing those.
I've had people tell me, why are you nervous? And it's like, no, why? And it's like, and I don't know I'm doing it.
You're antsy.
But that's burning calories. By the way, how long was that break?
That does not count.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That commercial break?
Yeah.
About a minute.
Okay.
Why?
Well, as you guys know, I was doing burpees for the entire break. Just want to see how long that went. Feel good. We're going to do another one next break. Yeah. You'll be all over this.
Hey, I said this to you off the air, but it took a lot of courage to do a burpee with Carrie Ann. I mean, she's like perfect, and you know, we're not.
I just got a texture. Was that 20 burpees? I lost count. I lost count how many it was. Yeah. So you know what? Hey, Todd, you know what I'm doing it?
What's June 26th or whatever?
Yes.
So instead of the ping pongs,
yes.
We'll do the burpee challenge.
Burpee challenge.
Can it all be at the same time?
Well, we're really trying to talk Jim out of the ping pong ball thing.
He's got this.
That makes me think of Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, remember that?
Listen, I love that.
Yeah. I never missed Captain Kangaroo.
Mr. Moose.
Never missed.
What was up with his facial hair?
He just had really weird sideburns, like lamb chop sideburns
really
or whatever.
Really big ones.
Yeah.
I always wanted to grow lamb chop sideburns, and I couldn't.
Elvis had those.
You could.
Big back. Yeah,
I could grow them. Like, nothing.
Yeah, but his were like, it would be like if we
brushed
took
out.
Away. Yeah. They were
That's
special.
The way they did it. Look at Elvis in the 70s. Big old sideburns.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing here.
Captain Kangaroos were even more, though.
I was always afraid of
Mr. Green. Me too.
I love
him. He's a little creepy. Me too.
Hey, I'm over here just standing.
Yeah, me too. If he said, hey, John, why don't you come on into the stall here? I'll show you how to milk a cow.
Like, see ya.
I don't know. I'm
going to go talk to Grandfather Clock instead.
Go see Mr. Rabbit. Yep, I'm good. I thought so, too. Okay, I thought the same thing. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we're asking everybody this. What's the creepiest movie you've ever sat and watched?
Oh, I don't know.
Mine was The Hills Have Eyes. Yours was what?
I think The Hitcher. Right?
The Hitcher, that's right.
What's the one, Blair Witch Project?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked that.
It was a psychological thriller. You didn't really see anything, but you were just.
I agree.
Yeah, you
That's
were on
what
the
made
edge
it
of your
kind
seat
of,
the
I
whole
know,
time.
I know. I know. Oh, I like that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was cool. I agree. You know what? I told this story before, too, just how sad of a life I've had. But the first time when I got my driver's license and I got the car, okay? Uh-oh. And I was going to go, this girl I was kind of going out with, we're going to go to the drive-in.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
All right. Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's, I can't go. Can't go. Not allowed to go or whatever. Okay. So I go to the, but you got the car. So I go to the drive-in by myself.
Oh.
The people at the gate said, we need to look in your trunk. Because they assumed.
We need to look in your trunk.
Because they assumed I was sneaking in a bunch of people.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yes. They said, we're allowed to, you know, not let you in if we, so. And then they almost like felt bad for me because I was the only person.
Sorry, man. Free admission for you.
Exactly. Oh, man. They were like literally felt sorry for me because I was the only person there by myself. And here's the weird part. It was a really creepy, terrible movie. It's one of the worst movies of all time. Last House on the Left.
Oh.
It was terrible. It was no redeeming social values. And I'm sitting there by myself and everybody else is all in their cars with all their friends and looking around.
Oh.
Yeah. So that might be why I've turned out the way I am.
That
yeah.
makes me feel sad.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Jim would laugh over that. But Todd, you feel bad for me, right?
All the time. I mean, that's constant.
Thanks.
When was the last time you went to a drive-in theater?
Door County.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Fish Creek? Is that Fish Creek?
Hmm.
I don't know where it is up there. There's
I one
there.
Isn't
towns. There one in Freedom, too?
Yeah, I was at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to that one time in Murphy. We did mm-hmm. a thing there one time. And, yeah. What year was that? Does that still open?
It's been a long time.
It's been a really long time. That was cool, though. That was a cool place.
It's really fun. I went to one in St. Paul not so long ago, and we brought the kids, and people were grilled. It was like they were tailgating.
Yeah.
And so you went and tailgated before the movie, and then
I
it
love
got dark,
drive-ins.
And you watched it.
I love drive-ins. It's hard to stay awake for that second one, though.
Yeah.
That second movie.
Yeah.
You
that's
know, that's
a lot.
That takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
I have a hard time getting through one movie.
Do you? Are you that person?
I'm antsy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd fall asleep.
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, maybe sometimes. I'm busy. I'm just busy.
Oh, my God. I just watched the greatest since, what was that great series about World War II years ago? Tom Hanks did.
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
Oh, I love that movie.
Have you seen Masters of the Sky?
No, I've heard it's amazing.
It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
It's so good. And one of the guys, like the main character, second main character, talks about he's from Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Get out!
And it was a real guy from Manitowoc, and he talked about it all the time and everything. And so I watched, it was nine segments, and I just watched the last one yesterday. It is so good. It's incredible. Masters of the Sky or Masters of the Air? One of the two.
Yeah, it's, what channel is it on?
Apple.
Okay.
Which has a lot of good stuff.
I love Apple.
Oh, I love Apple.
Actually, John, if you have Apple, you also have Apple Fitness, which also has all of the Pilates and yoga.
Oh, I watch
all
that stuff.
Those. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little lesson here.
Okay.
Yeah.
June 26th. 20 burpees, 20 push-ups.
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
On the
all
city
right.
deck.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm in. Boy, this is like the one day Jim misses. We got all physical fitness people. We got Tracy Flukey coming in, who bikes across the world, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, it's incredible. Yeah.
So you're going to be flanked again.
I know.
By bikers.
I know. This is crazy. This
is your
is
bike
crazy.
All lubed up? Like, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a bike? You don't have a bike, do you?
I do. I need to get it. I want to bring it to one of these places. There's two little bike shops or nice bike shops right downtown
Broken
Green
Spoke
Bay.
Is Broken like Spoke is right down here.
I just want to get it, you know,
away.
so the brakes are good and everything. And you know why? This is because I watched this other series. Did you see the series Winning Time, I think was the name of it? It was about the L.A. Lakers during Showtime and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the coach, he was just going for a bike ride and to play tennis with the assistant coach. And the brake cable, something happened to it. He flipped off, got serious head damage, and was like, he lost his job coaching the LA Lakers just from riding his bike to go play tennis.
Wear a helmet, people.
I know. I never wear a helmet. I look so dorky in a helmet.
Wear a helmet.
I look so dorky.
John.
I look so dorky.
Helmet, John. Belen, folks. Belen gives away helmets.
No, that, okay. So.
To children.
Years ago, I had to do a
like
thing.
John.
I had to do a thing for Belen, and it was put on posters. Me and Murphy and Katie, I think it was. And everybody made fun of me how dorky I looked in the helmet.
You're adorable. Wear the helmet. We could get little fins on top of it.
We got a center break. Look at the time. Look at the time. We got a center break.